Hello, Colin again with Boo 6. What do you do with your old VHS tapes? Are you in a business that has a load of old training films on video or even film itself? What do you do with them? How do you play them? Have you got the gear to play them on? This is a problem, surprisingly, that affects so many people now at home and in a variety of workplaces. And when you think about it, it's understandable. Look at the widespread take-up of devices like, for instance, the Sky Plus box. We don't need a VHS machine to grab a TV program that we want to watch later or save for posterity. We just tell Sky Plus to grab it, and it grabs it. And when we don't want it, we just hit another button, and it deletes it. There are loads of advantages to that, but of course there are disadvantages, especially if you've got one that records high definition. If you're recording high def, you don't really have a way of getting it out of the box if you want to burn it to disc and hold on to it or, you know, keep it for posterity or send it to somebody else. So there are benefits to Sky Plus boxes, or if you're avoiding Sky Plus, there are also other devices. In the UK, we've got FreeSat and FreeView and all that stuff. And we've also got, you know, general media storage players, media network media players and recorders that attach into your Wi-Fi system, and you can save files to them and you can replay the files and so on. But what about the old VHSs? I bet 9 out of 10, if not more, households in the UK and elsewhere have VHS tapes. VHS tapes that were recorded maybe of, you know, the baby being born, you know, little Jimmy's first birthday, the wedding, the holiday, everything. A lot of it's going to be on VHS, and a lot of it's going to be on other formats as well. You know, if we go back to the 1980s and 1990s, people are going to have weddings and that on Video 8, Hi8, and stuff like that. Do you still have the devices to play the tapes on? And if you have a device to play the tape on, how do you get it into a digital form, such as onto DVD, or in a form that you can play on your iPhone or Android phone or iPad or off your computer or put it up to YouTube? How do you do it? Well, there are a number of devices that you can buy. If you have a look on Amazon, for instance, and you do a search on VHS to DVD or something like that, you'll see devices that come from companies like AVS or Magix, which is a German company. And they do these little devices where you can take a couple of outputs from your VHS machine, such as a video output and a red and a yellow stereo output audio. And you connect those into this little box, and the little box then connects to a computer via USB. And you also get a little bit of software which enables you to play the tape, and it's digitized into the computer. And obviously from there you can go on to other things. You can go to YouTube and you can dump it to DVD and so on. And of course, if you've got a DVD player, or one that has not only a DVD but a hard disk drive in there, many of them have an input where you can connect a VHS machine into it, record into the machine, and then take the files that you record elsewhere, burn them to DVD, you know, build a playlist, burn that to DVD, and so on. So there are lots of ways that you can do it. The big problem, of course, is that lots of people's tapes aren't exactly in very good nick. When you play a VHS tape, especially one that's very old, when you play it back, the inherent properties of the tape are that it's going to be unstable. The recording's going to be unstable. So when you play it back, you get the evidence of that instability. You get the fact that the tape is slightly worn, so you get dropout. You may get an edge crease on it, which causes a bit of a tearing at the top or the bottom of the picture and all that stuff. So it's not the best way. But if you're serious about archiving your analog tapes, such as your VHS and your Hi8 and your Video 8 and perhaps even your Betamax tapes, then what you need to do is to think of getting somebody else to do it. And this is where I'm going to do a bit of punting. If you spin across to a website called simplydv.biz, that's simply as in simplydv.biz, it's one of the things that I specialise in, okay? I've been doing a lot of stuff for people lately whose elderly relatives have deceased, and the only record people have got, apart from photographs, is a bit of video on VHS. Loads and loads of people are coming to me for this lately, and it's something that I can do for you. And if you don't want it, spread the word, because you get really good results. But do it now, because you never know. Okay, that's the end of this Boo, and I'll think of another one to do and be back with you very soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.